You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Well-known South African restaurant chain and group Tashas is planning a really big expansion. It is planning to open up more restaurants in Dubai, in Saudi Arabia, and also making its first entrance, I think, into the UK through London, to be specific, where we have seen other South African restaurants in the recent past also setting up shop, the likes of Nando's, and I suppose the latest being Ocean Basket. We do have Natasha Sidaris, the founder and MD of Tashas Group, on the market update for more on their plans. Natasha, thanks so much for your time, and congratulations is in order, I suppose. I mean, big and exciting news for your business. Just tell us a bit more about this expansion pipeline and why now is the best time to go ahead with it.
So thanks for having me. Great to be able to chat to you. So I think timing's great for us in terms of an international expansion. You know, we've been in Dubai for the last 8 years. Dubai is a great market. It's been pretty robust over the past couple of months, and even through the pandemic, we recovered nicely. So you'll notice that most of the growth is coming out of the Middle East, and we are going to make our first foray into the UK very cautiously. The UK has historically always had high barriers to entry. Nothing else has changed. In fact, it's become more and more difficult in the UK with stock shortages. But we think, because of our experience here in the Middle East and gaining international experience, that we're ready to give the UK a try, and hopefully it will work. We don't have very aggressive growth expansion plans for the UK, but certainly want to dip our toe in the water. And then we are optimistic still about South Africa, and I know there's been a lot of negativity and a lot of talk about inflation and food prices going up. But we are still optimistic, and we reckon we could open another 4 to 5 Tashas in South Africa. And in fact, we're opening our 16th one in Lynnwood in Pretoria in August this year.
No, great, great news for South Africa, great news for jobs. But back to Dubai, where I understand you presently are. What makes
I immigrated to Dubai. I live here.
Oh, really? Okay. So yeah. it's a serious commitment, a permanent one that you've made. And I'd like to understand what makes Dubai or the Middle East, what makes that restaurant scene great for businesses like yours?
Well, it's a super competitive environment. So while it is great, you know, being a competitive environment really makes you keep on your toes, and then you need to be on your game. A lot of international travelers, a lot of expats, and many of them being South African. It's a central hub. People are traveling in and out of here all the time, and more people are moving to Dubai, and it is becoming one of the world's most popular tourist destinations. So a great environment to be trading in. And as I say, the standard is so high, you have no option but to raise your standards as you go along and as you grow. We are 8 years old here and have 9 restaurants. 6 of them are Tashas and 3 of them are other brands that I've developed. And it's been amazing.
And so the UK, so you're trying your luck out in the UK, as it were. And we do know, as you did mention, it is a challenging operating environment, notwithstanding the high barriers to entry. But we have had a lot of failure stories, because you know you get success stories, but failure stories of South African companies doing business in the UK. And just looking at the operating environment now with inflation, I mean, their gas prices are through the roof. They're still trying to contend with what a Brexit looks like and ironing out those issues. So with the UK, what lessons perhaps maybe is the question? Are you going in having drawn from other companies, South African companies that didn't get it quite right?
Look, I think with any other country that you're going into, the same rules apply. The same rules apply like they did when we came to Dubai. Dubai was also a pretty tough barriers to entry and a country that we didn't understand and know. And I think if you enter a region with your hand and your cap in hand and you are not coming in with arrogance, and you are only trying to open one small restaurant instead of looking at a very aggressive growth strategy, keeping control of your costs, not signing location or signing on a location that's got a very high rental, making sure that the restaurant that you're taking there doesn't have hundreds of staff. So, I mean, Tashas is obviously the logical one to go into the market with. and just to trade cautiously and test out the market, then I think you're pretty safe. I think a lot of the restaurants that have failed in the UK had very, very aggressive growth strategies, and that's maybe one of the reasons why they failed. You've got to test out a market before you can put together a real business plan in terms of expansion. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you're right, there's the huge success stories. You only have to look at Nando's. I think it's the most successful market for them around the globe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, so that's one restaurant you're looking at opening in the UK at this stage.
Yes.
All right, yes. And in 4 or 5, possibly in South Africa. How many in the Middle East?
So we currently have 9, and we are opening another, I think, 4 or 5. And I've lost count because this year is going to be a big.
There's so many.
There are so many, but we are looking to, in the next 3 years, to at least double the size of the company in South Africa, in Dubai. So to go from 9 to 18 stores in the Middle East.
Uh-huh. So
when we talk about Dubai, we're not talking Dubai only. We're talking Middle East, Abu Dhabi, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Kuwait, and so on.
It's quite an aggressive expansion plan that you've got on the go there. I mean, is there not a risk that you're taking on so much so soon?
So we bought Famous Brands about 2 years ago, and we have been planning this expansion for the last 2 years, despite COVID. We've grown our head office team from a team of 12 people to almost 30. And it might seem like a very aggressive growth strategy in a short period of time, but a lot of it hasn't been planned intentionally. It's just that some sites have become available and opportunities have become available that we couldn't say no to. And then some openings have delayed. So as Murphy's Law would have it, they're all now happening on top of each other, and we have to just buckle up and go with it, make sure the wheels don't come off.
Okay, but they were planned for, as you say. You just didn't wake up one day and say, okay, I'm opening or doubling the size of my business. So I'm glad that you mentioned Famous Brands, because we were all looking at the transaction. So you started Tash's many, many moons ago. You grew this business. You got a big partner in the form of Famous Brands who liked what you were doing. And then afterwards they bought a stake in you and you came under the Famous Brands fold. And then of course that didn't quite work out and you ended up buying your business back from Famous Brands back in 2019. I suppose it's kind of the writing is on the wall in the sense that you don't have any regrets about buying your business back. But I'd like to understand, if you ever in your medium term get an opportunity or attract the eye of another bigger player who says, we want to grow with you and we'll bring XYZ into your business, would you do it again?
Yeah. Not at the moment, CT, because we just got our independence back and I'm quite enjoying the independence. Not that I didn't have a good relationship with Famous Brands. It was fantastic 12 years. I learned and grew a lot and certainly broadened a lot of process and corporate governance into the business that's now holding us in good stead. Got a great relationship with people at Famous Brands. You know, Kevin Hedderwick is mentoring us and certainly Darren Healy, who's the CEO now. We have a great relationship. But if someone came to me now and said, do I want to sell a stake in my business? Not just yet. I want to see how far we can take it on our own, and I believe we can take it pretty far, and then who knows. But we're enjoying our independence and our freedom, in inverted commas, because now we now have the ability to create numerous brands, which we have done. We've got 5 brands in our portfolio with another 2 joining. And when you are more entrepreneurial and less corporate, you have the ability to do that. Having said that, I have recently appointed a COO who will hold the reins a little bit to make sure we don't fly too much on the creative side and start losing control. So
all right.
I understand the value of the corporate end of it, but not quite ready to sell a stake in it yet.
Got you. Quick one. How much is this all going to cost you, your expansion, and how are you paying for it?
Well, we have partners in the Middle East. I'm not at liberty to discuss the numbers, but we do have partners in the Middle East. We are both franchisor and franchisee here, so that's great. And we have a fantastic partner in London who's our investor and will be assisting us in rolling out in the UK.
All right. Best of luck. A really inspiring story. I think if you are an entrepreneur or in the restaurant space, Natasha Sedaris, founder and MD of the Tasha's Group, talking about the major expansion, including their first foray in London.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.